by tradition, John, the Apostle John, is considered to be the youngest of all the apostles who followed Christ. In fact, some scholars maintain he was as young as 15 or 16 when he first joined along with Jesus. That would make his older brother James just only a couple of years older than him. But when you listen to that, those two young teenagers following Christ, it gives a lot of meaning behind as to why it is that they ask this question today. Or as Matthew's gospel has, their mother asking them. But at least in this one, they're man enough to actually stand up and ask themselves. Give us a place of glory. You can almost hear the excitement of their teenager youthfulness and saying their brashness. Lord, you know, because remember, we've just heard them. Jesus has told somebody, a rich young man, come up to tell them, you know, what must you do? And he said, give up everything. And they must be on fire. We gave up everything. We have it. We've done that. So you can see their excitement. Yeah, we did that. So Lord, will you do something for us? And he says, what do you want me to do for you? He says, one at my right and one at my left. And you can almost see Jesus' disappointment. Oh, you still don't get it. James, John, that's not what the kingdom's about. And he just admonished him like harshly. He just says, no, that's not for mine to get. You don't understand. You can almost see him, the youthfulness. He said, you don't quite understand what you're about to undertake. He knows that they're going to have to suffer for him. He knows the pain that's going to come their way. And he gently says, oh, you don't understand. And they go, yeah, no, we do. We can drink that cup. We'll do it. And you can hear them excited. And he goes, yeah, almost like, you still don't understand. And so he gently admonishes them again and doesn't say any more. But then the other 10, he's so disappointed that the other 10 don't get it either, even though they're older. So he gathers them all and says, look, you misunderstand us. That's not what the kingdom's about. The kingdom is about service. It's about love. And I am your witness. I'm your example. So do look to me as your hero. Do look to me as the example. You can hear this. It's almost playful. It's almost comic in its sort of stereotypical dialogue here. I mean, you can hear the teenagers. It's not like, you know, teenagers today, or certainly younger ones, have heroes, right? And there's comic books, and Marvel Studios is putting out bazillions of these movies because people seek heroes. I remember when I was a child, you might remember Popeye. Do you remember Popeye? Yeah, I was my hero. I thought Popeye was cool. Popeye was good. It was an old, I'm giving up my age, I know, but we still had black and white TV back then. But anyway, so Popeye, you know, he came out when there was, you know, lady in the, when Olive was in distress, and boom, up goes the muscles. Remember that? And I said, oh, I want to be like that. Ooh. But that's what you want to do. You want to be like your hero, to come and to help. The difference between Popeye and Christ is that Christ has not just got one or two attributes of goodness. Christ is the exemplar, is the complete goodness. And so James and John just want to be just like him. We have to admire that. They're almost competing who could be the best like him. And Christ comes along and says, yeah, I love that, guys. That's great. But it's about service. It's about loving one another. It's about being an example of love to others. From the lowest, not from the highest position. From a point of weakness, not a point of strength. And so that's what we do, we as church. And now more than ever, in the midst of this blitz of press that we get that brings our negativity to our weakness, and it's there. But our strength is in the midst of that weakness, because we serve others. And we need to continue to do the good works that we do in the name of Christ. And that's what we need to do as church. We come to the table to be reminded and to be refreshed and to be nourished by Christ himself. But then we must bring that into life in our lives. We must be the living body of Christ, loving others. We must be the servant of all. We must be the ones to do that. Because if we don't do that, then there's inconsistency for us. So now more than ever, do we need to be that voice, that hand, that support for those who are most in need. Whether they are broken by economic realities or by bad mistakes or whether they're wounded by things that have happened to them, we are called to serve the lowest. That is who we are called to do. And so today we come to the table one more time, be strengthened to do that. But our goal is to imitate. Even though it may be comic that what James and John does, but in fact our goal is to imitate Christ. Our goal is to be, not just in imitation, to be ambassadors and to be Christ for others. That's why we come. That's why we need to come. Because we need all the strength we can get to be that.